Okay. Well, I know you have more of me now. I gained a few pounds in vacation time. We both did. So now it comes a fasting time, right? All right. Well, I love the skit this morning at represents a lot of our lives. Many of us carry a lot of stuff that wasn't intended for us to carry. You know, there is a call from the world saying you must do this, you must do that. You know, the world says the church has a lot of do's and don'ts, and so does the world, doesn't it? There is a call from the world to do, to be, to act in a certain fashion, or else you're not in. The Lord also has a call for each one of us. So there's a call from the world to act like the world, and there's a call from God to seek after Him. And these two calls seem to be in opposition to one another. There's a verse or two in what we call the parable of the sower, found in Mark chapter 4. And in Mark 4:18, Jesus is talking about this parable, and he's talking about a certain type of soil. And he says in verse 18, "Now these are the ones sown among thorns." So he's talking about seed being sown in soil, and this soil was thorny, full of thorns and thistles. And he describes that soil as they are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. So Jesus is describing here the call of the world, and he describes it as the cares of this world. And then he adds the deceitfulness of riches and desires for other things rather than just the things of the Lord. And he says that those desires choke the word. You know, we think we're burdened with all the stuff that we have to keep up with. You know, God, Jesus died for us to be set free. And it seems like before the world had us, and now it seems like God has us all burdened up with different things. Well, really, it's not God. It's we ourselves. We get religious with God, and we think we have to earn those things that we get from the Lord freely. And the Lord is saying, you don't have to carry that. You don't have to do that. Jesus did it for you and for me. And so, these calls of the world, they choke the word of God in us, and we become unfruitful. God wants us to bear a lot of fruit. In this scripture, the word for cares means a distraction or a call to care about something. And usually that's what the world does. Oh, you should care about the way you look, about the way your house is. You should have a bigger, better, brighter, higher, fancier, more expensive. You should drive a better car, one that costs three times what your current one costs, etc., etc., etc. You know, the Greek word for cares in this scripture in Mark chapter 4 is the word merimna. And now you know Greek, so you are graduated from the Greek language in this word that has been translated cares. So this care is a distraction from the things of God. It's the world calling you and say, you need to worry about how you look, how you act, how you conduct yourself, what you wear, what you have. And not that it in itself is bad, but the way the world wants you to do that is disregard what God has to say and do it our way. Now, let's look at another scripture. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul is talking about the responsibility of getting married versus staying single. And he addresses first the men, and then he addresses the women. So all of us are included in those words that the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, gave us. And in that scripture that I'm about to show, the word, again, care, comes up. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 32, Paul is instructing the Corinthians, and he says, "But I want you to be without care. He who isn't married cares for the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he who is married cares about the things of the world, how he may please his wife." And all the wives are saying, "Yay! That's a commandment from the Lord." He continues on. "There is a difference between a wife and a virgin." So he takes care of the women too. "The unmarried woman cares about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and spirit. But she who is married cares about the things of the world, how she may please her husband." "And this I say for your own profit, not that I may put a leash on you, but for what is proper, and that you may serve the Lord without distraction." So it's all about the distractions of the world and the things that the world throws at us. In this scripture that we just read, the word used in the Greek for care is a slightly different word. The word is a Greek word, merinao. Now, the one that we read a while ago was merimna. Very similar. But there's an extra O in there that changes the meaning a little bit. The word goes beyond just a distraction or a call to care. The word says that you are taking a lot of thought into what is being displayed. You are very anxious about it to the point that you are worried now. It's not just a mere distraction or just, "Hey, you should care about this." No, now you need to get worried about it. And so both these scriptures talk about burdens that we take. These burdens in themselves may not be bad. I mean, we have to be concerned about how we look. We don't want to look trashy. We don't want to look dirty. We don't want to just be so casual that people don't want to be around us. But we can become so consumed with them, with those burdens that we take, that we get out of balance. And see, balance is a very important key in the kingdom. And so when we get out of balance, we neglect what is important in the eyes of the Lord. Not that the things of the world are unimportant, but then we go to the extremes. You know, we have lived quite a long time in the Christian walk. And I always, you know, My mom had a pendulum clock, one of them old clocks that had a pendulum on the bottom. And you know, ever so often I had to wind it up and then move the pendulum so that it'd get going. And you have to look up that pendulum, how far it goes one side, and then how far it goes the other side. You know, the center of it is somewhere between those two extremes. And if you swing too hard, you're just going to hit the sides of the clock. That's what happens a lot of times in our lives. We go to extremes. Oh, we get so extremely wild that we just ruin and wreck our rhythm. Or we can get so holy that nobody can stand us in this world anymore. You know, that's called religion. And so somewhere, you know, some swing a little more than others, but there's a balance somewhere in the center. And that's where God wants us to. You know, we are people of this world, so we are going to live in this world at least for a time. And so we can't just be oddballs that don't fit the world, but then again, we cannot make the world our home. This is really not our home. So we function here on a certain parameter, but we can't let those parameters get out of hand. Anxieties and worries are killers of our faith in the Lord. I'm going to say that again. Anxieties and worries are killers of our faith in the Lord. That's what the enemy and this world want us to experience at all times. That we be anxious and that we're worried at all times. What about this? What about that? What about the other? You know, it will end up destroying us. Now let's see what Jesus has to say about this subject. Some of it was already presented in this kit. But I want to go to Matthew chapter 6. And Jesus is talking, I think in this Sermon on the Mount. And he says in verse 25, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" Again, Jesus is trying to bring balance. Obviously, you have to be concerned about what you wear, about what you eat. But that's not going to become an extreme if you want to walk in the balance of the Lord. Verse 26 continues, "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" We were just singing, oh, he loves us so much. But look at the birds. They don't have a farm. In fact, they expect us to bring them food every morning in the backyard in a house. We left on vacation, and one of the things my wife said, oh, who's going to feed my birds? My birds. You know, we got back, and they were back there. You know, they were waiting for us to feed them, but they didn't die. They didn't lose any weight. "Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature?" Boy, that is a life-changing thought if we just grab it. What has worry done for us positively? It doesn't do anything good. So why do you worry about clothing? "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is here, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Why does Jesus link faith with all of this? I said before, worry and anxiety is a faith killer. And so, if you're worried about what you wear, what you eat, and what you drink, Jesus is saying, your faith has become little. Okay, therefore, and that therefore is there for a reason. All that he's saying, now he's summing it up. Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, that's the world. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. You know, we have people, we have things backwards. We worry about these things so that we have them. And the Lord is telling us, seek the kingdom and all these other things, food, drink, and clothing will be added to us as we seek the kingdom. Isn't that interesting? Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day, it's its own trouble. And yet, worry always looks at the future. You can't. You know, some of us are always concerned about what happened in the past. You can't change it. And others of us are so stuck in the future that we don't even enjoy the present. Amen. Worry is not a good thing. Now, diligence is a very good virtue, but worry is not. In fact, worry is not a virtue at all. The enemy would have us to end up in extremes, either super anxious and worried, and then the other extreme of the pendulum is being indifferent and uninterested. And many of us find ourselves in one place or the other. Every one of us have areas in our lives that we struggle with. I think I can honestly say that we all do. Because we are in extremes with each one of these burdens that we take. But you know, as this kid showed and it was trying to bring to us, Jesus is here for us. He cares for what you go through, for what I go through. There is nothing about us that he overlooks in our lives. In fact, this is why he said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus wants us to take a look at him. You know, it's probably time that you go over and read the Gospels once again, concentrating on what Jesus said and what he did. We sometimes want to know so much about all kind of things and we forget what is important. We learn from Jesus as we look at him, as we behold him. We become more and more like him. So, to conclude, are you struggling with something in your life this morning? Jesus' yoke is the place of surrender. You know, he already carried the heavy load for you and for me. He carried our sin so that we don't have to carry it ourselves with us. Give up the sin. Really, it's really killing you. Spirit, soul, and body. And even financially and relationally. Sin kills. Give up the anxiety. It's making you into a mess. Learn to leave worrisome things in the altar. And learn not to pick them up again. Jesus came so that you and I can have life and can have it abundantly. So are you there in abundant life, or are you loaded with the cares of this life, as this kid showed? You know, this life is going to pass away. We're looking forward to an eternal life in perfection. Everything is going to be perfect. And that's coming pretty soon. You know, he'll either come for us or we will go to him. You know, that's the choice that we have. But that's not the end. That's just the beginning of eternity for us. Life has got many burdens. And none of these anxieties and worries, these burdensome worries, are meant for us. Even now, we're not supposed to carry them. See, Jesus trusted his father for everything that he did. And now Jesus is asking you and me to trust him now. He will never disappoint you. So this altar is open today. I know we have heard about the burdens, the anxieties, the worries, the cares that we carry with us. The things that the enemy just pins on us. And we get to think that that's just part of who we are. And God is saying, just cast them to me. And don't pick them up. The altar is open. There's room for you to dump all your burdens. Jesus will deal with them for you. But you have to give them to him. He will not snatch him out as you saw in this kid. Jesus is saying, but he's never pulling away from you anything that you don't want to give up. But he's pleading with you. Give him up. They're killing you. They're making a mess out of you. So come down and lay those burdens in this altar, symbolizing you coming to the Lord. And saying, here, Lord, I will carry these no longer. You will do that for me, and I can live freely. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you.
As he was ministering, I heard the Lord say that the way of casting it out and giving it to him, it starts with forgiveness. If we hold forgiveness, any resentment, guess what? You cannot release it. Right? We hear, oh, just cast out your burden. And I just heard real strong. If you have unforgiveness in your heart about anything, any resentment, guess what? You're not going to be able to what? Release it. So with that in mind, maybe there's some areas that we need to ask God to forgive us. And you need to forgive, right? It's not easy to forgive because we get wounded and hurt. If it would have been easy, then that means you already have forgiven. Think about it. You know, yeah, I forgive, and that doesn't eat you up, then you already did. But you need to forgive those that really have hurt you. Not for their sake, as much as what? Your sake. And so you allow the Spirit of the Lord to get you out of that prison. Amen? And so, Lord, may your Spirit right now bring to each one of us, if we have any unforgiveness, because we've been hurt, disappointed, they have done us wrong. Lord, you know it. But in faith, we choose to forgive. Just allow the Spirit of the Lord to show you who do you need to forgive. Even one more time. Even when you say, oh, I think I have forgiven. If it's coming to your mind right now by the Spirit, that means you need to forgive again. It's okay. And release it. In the name of Jesus. And then all these burdens and all these cares, you can give it to the Master in Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you that Jesus is the burden bearer. And if he did, we don't have to. You have given us that privilege, that blessing. Father, help us to let go of those things that are killing us and destroying the abundant life that you intended for us to enjoy. Father, as people raise their hearts towards you, I pray that the healing balm of your Spirit would touch every heart. Father, that we would learn not to trust in our feelings, in our anxieties, in our worries, but Father, that our faith would stay in you and that we would receive those things that you intend for us, life, abundant life. And Lord, I thank you for everyone here today. Lord, I pray you meet us where we are, but I pray that you don't leave us there. I pray you take us to a higher walk of abundant life, Lord, that we have experienced even in the past. And so, Father, I bless everyone. And I thank you for them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You are dismissed. We will love to pray with you if you need that. God bless you.